We are just about to to inaugurate our weekly talkback segment, and I think before we do, we're in August, and my schedule is going to be starting to fill up with visits with teachers, getting them ready for another year of doing phenology in the classrooms. And I would encourage you, if you are visiting northern Minnesota and you have some observations you'd like to share, some comments you'd like to make, it doesn't really matter. We'd just love to hear from you, and you can add your voice to the voices that you hear on KAXE by sending a text or an audio file to comments@kaxe.org. Jennifer, you know better than I all of the addresses, and you probably are one of the...
I am a recipient.
I was going to say comments. A receiver. Yeah, yes. You are a receiver of those comments. And
there's a few of us that get those. Yeah, quite a few of us.
And it's not a small number, I suspect. You probably get a lot of comments what am I trying? We don't get enough talkbacks. We'd like to hear more people sending in reports. I would like to hear more people sending in reports because, you know, the phenology that happens in my yard is not the same phenology that happens in your yard. It might be the same plant, but it's going to have different timing. And all of that really is, it's so interesting and so much fun to hear what's happening somewhere else and then to look and think, oh, that should be happening here in another week, or that happened here a week ago. Mm-hmm. So it's your input into our talkback system is invaluable. I really treasure it. So if you're listening and you think about it and you have time, send us a little report from your neighborhood. We'd love to hear what's going on at your house. Maybe you're a grandparent and you've got your grandchildren for a week. Get them outside and have them look at things. You don't have to be, you don't have to know the name of something. You can just appreciate the fact that it's there and that it's blooming or that it's putting out fruit this time of year. Lots of plants are putting out fruit. You'll hear a long list of fruited plants coming up in the phenology show, my own observations. But, you know, tell us what's happening at your house. That would be truly interesting. For me, it is time for Talkback. Talkback, as we mentioned, is your opportunity to communicate with us and your neighbors, because, of course, that's what community radio is. And our Talkback program is funded in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Phenology Talkbacks are produced by Charlie Mitchell. Our first report this week comes from Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
Hello, this is Owen
and Estella exploring summer camp at Long Lake Conservation of July 27th. Together, the 31st, the high temperature was 88 degrees Fahrenheit. The low was 49. The surface temperature of Long Lake was 73 degrees. The plants in the shade were 76 and in the sun 81. We experienced peak summer. Some of the highlights were seeing two young raccoons, the season's first baby snapping turtle, and getting to eat lots and lots of ripe blackberries, raspberries, and blueberries. Yum. Speaking of delicious, we ate honey straight from Long Lake's beehives.
In the lake, it was fun catching leeches and tiny bullheads. Bee balm, goldenrod, and jewelweed are now blooming. Many bumblebees were observed on the flowers. We also saw a doe and a fawn, a young buck, a very small red-bellied snake, a beaver on the trail, frogs, and a toad we named Fred. In the bog, we found coyote scat, saw sundews and flowering pitcher plants. Ron and Leanne Plinsky helped us capture and identify a lot of different dragonflies and damselflies. We had a great week at summer camp and want to remind everyone to unplug, get outside, and live connected.
Yes, get outside and live connected. Connected to nature, that's the best thing. They had a lot of experiences there. Two young raccoons, first baby snapping turtles, lots of ripe blackberries, raspberries, and blueberries, honey from the bees. That's, boy, straight from the producer to the consumer. That's kind of a really nice thing. Leeches, tiny bullheads. You know, there's a, in the lakes, there is a little fish that looks like a bullhead, but never gets any bigger than minnow sized. And it's called a mad tom. And the mad tom has these little pectoral fins, pardon me, that contain a bit of I guess, I don't know if I should call it venom, but if you get stabbed by one of these fins, it's going to feel like you got stung by a bee. So, if you're out running a seine into the lake and you find some of these little, what you might surprisingly find, you're going to think young bullhead, and sometimes it's the mad tom. And mad tom is, pretty catchy name. and the fish itself is a nothing you want to play with, because they have a way of sort of evening the score. It's like I tell the kids when I'm out with them and we're netting things, do not net the bees and wasps. They have a way of evening the score. Yeah, so just be careful if you're out running your net through the lake and see what comes up. Dump it out on the ground and take a good look, but maybe observe, but don't touch. The small red-bellied snake, a large red-bellied snake would be 12 inches long. So red bellies never get very big. The big ones are a foot long, and it's always fun to run across them. They are my favorites because it's like having they make a good pet because they never try to bite you. If you have a garter snake in your hands, it's going to try to bite you, and it doesn't matter if the garter snake is 12 inches or 36 inches, it's going to try to bite you. So the red belly is just more passive about it. It's like, I guess you'll be okay. Just don't hurt me. Sundews in the bog, pitcher plants, lots of fun things. Ron and Leanne, great couple there, and so generous with their time and going over there and teaching the kids about dragonflies and damselflies. What a wonderful thing for them, for the Plinskys, and for the children who are lucky enough to be instructed by those two. They are a really great couple and a great resource for our area, not only for the Long Lake Conservation Center, but they do a lot of work around the Brainerd area as well. And thank you so much for what you do. Our next report comes from our phenology coordinator, Charlie Mitchell, reporting from a trip near Ely.
Good morning, John and Jennifer.
This is Charlie Mitchell reporting from a family reunion near Ely. I had a great week last week near the Boundary Waters on the Coishiwee River. I was with my family, including aunts, uncles, cousins, siblings, nieces, nephews, and parents. We enjoyed fresh raspberries, we watched turtles bask on the logs, and we went swimming every day. A particular favorite was a little passage we called Turtle Valley, where steep rock walls enclosed a short stretch of river. Along the banks, painted turtles galore basked on every available log or rock. A few turtles even swam under our canoes. We had one or two days of good air before wildfire smoke settled in. After that, we lost the chance to see the spectacular sunsets, and a few of us experienced irritated eyes and breathing problems. I enjoyed teaching my almost two-year-old nephew how to pick his own raspberries. He was surprisingly resilient to the little raspberry bristles, and he was even willing to share a few of his harvest with me. Another fun afternoon was spent scrambling around on some rocks in the middle of a stream. It was fun to watch one of my cousin's kids grow confident jumping from rock to rock, using his hands to scramble, and even daring a little swim. Since returning home, I've been out for one paddle on the St. Croix River, where I found ironweed blooming in profusion, Joe pieweed blooming in smaller bunches, and plenty of great blue herons standing sentinel along the riversides. There are lots of asters, and the Canada goldenrod is beginning to flower. I'm keeping a wary eye on the first of the yellow leaves of fall. I'm a summer-minded lad, and I would hold autumn off for another month or two if I could. I hope you guys are doing well. This has been Charlie Mitchell, going hither and thither on the Kuwishere River.
Thank you, Charlie, and great report. The Kuwishere is an interesting little river. I used to live along its banks when I worked up in Isabella, and came home for breakfast with a brook trout provided by the Kuwishere River. The smoke has been a bit of a inconvenience. It has made some definitely unbelievable sunsets and sunrises, but it has also irritated the eyes and caused breathing problems. Anytime you get out, as Charlie did with a young child, a two-year-old nephew, in my case, a three-year-old grandchild, you just know that good things are going to happen. It's always a lot of fun to be out there. It's a wonderful experience to get out with young kids and show them some things in nature. Our next report comes from Axel and Pearl Newstock, reporting from Memphis.
Hi, this is Axel.
And Pearl Newstock, this is our final report. We are back in Memphis. Before we left Minnesota, we noticed
a family of otters playing in our lake,
millions of raspberries,
the baby loon is growing and diving,
the goldenrod was blooming, and there are lots of yellow
bumblebees are all over our milkweed.
It's cool in Memphis, only 88. See you next summer. Bye.
Only 88 in Memphis. I suppose that is cool for Memphis. Otters, raspberries, Pearl, and Axel, wonderful to hear from you guys. I missed seeing you right at the end of the summer there, and I'm sorry that we didn't get together. We did have a meeting and explored a bit, looked for some orchids one day. Wonderful chance to meet and enjoy the company of those children and their parents. Our final report comes from Chad Caddett's class at Little Falls Middle School. During the summer months, Chad's class of middle school science students submit photos of their nature observations to the class Instagram page at Little Falls Phenology. Here are some of the highlights from this week. A lovely picture of a prairie skink, a pair of cedar waxwing, an earful of waxwings, and meadowhawks, female or juvenile. Meadowhawk is a dragonfly, and the female or juveniles are going to be kind of greenish gold, and the males are usually red. Rabbit's foot clover, clover and purple and yellow coneflowers. White-faced meadowhawk, another, the white-faced is impossible to misidentify. This dragonfly, the males are bright red, the females are gold or yellow, and their faces look as though they were painted absolutely startlingly white. They are unbelievably white-faced. Plumeless thistle, I don't know the plumeless thistle. I'll have to check it out. Yarrow is blooming in profusion, and a nice picture of a bumblebee and some nightshade flowers. So check out their Instagram page. You can't go wrong. It's a pretty interesting sight. And I just am astonished that that his students will follow up with with science when they're not in school. That's a great experience. And just
what a great network of students from the past years now that they are keeping on looking for these things.
Yeah.
And
I think once you introduce them to the possibility, they just accept it, and they enjoy the challenge of going out and checking out all these new things. So really exciting for them. Those are our talkbacks for this week. Stay tuned. We'll have more next week. Maybe your voice will join them. By all means, send us a comment or an observation. We would love to hear from you.